from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Did you catch yesterday the closing ceremony at all, or did you at least catch some of the action at the Olympics?
I caught the final event.
Just like that.
They won the final gold, most medals overall.
Tied with China with 40 golds, and had the most medals overall. The U.S. women's basketball team got a win by 1 point against France. It was a great game. The men the day before against France, another fantastic game.
They're trying to rob Jordan Chiles of her bronze.
Those were the headlines. And the ratings were massive for the U.S. men's game against France. Second largest turnout market-wise was Kansas City. Largest viewing audience, second tied with San Francisco, I think, was Kansas City. Think about that. We know that Kansas City area, most sporting events tends to be top five, whether it's football, whether it's clearly Olympics or anything else. So this is a great sports town. We know that. I'm trying to bounce the recency bias because I've seen so many people, and whether it's just talking to buddies, like watching it as well, everybody thinks this has been one of the best Olympics we've ever had. And I'm like, okay, let's pause for a second. It just happened. But if you think about all the moments, it's definitely in the last 15 years, last 20 years, one of the number one, number two Olympics we've had in the summer. I still think Michael Phelps.
Year's going to be tough to tell.
Tough one. And also the time zones. Like, Michael Phelps was live in prime time, if I remember right, back in like 08 or whatever. Whereas this was tape delayed, unless you were watching in the afternoon when you were at home and it was live and you work from home or something. That's great. So that's tough to top because of it being a live event versus tape delayed. But these Olympics have been terrific, and it does create more momentum for when we get to host this thing in the United States in L.A. out in 2028.
Yeah, just wait till then and see what the ratings are. But the basketball thing is not insignificant. It's the same stuff we keep trying to tell people. Kansas City can have an NBA team because they support teams better than other markets. Look at the current for the women's soccer team. Look at how well Sporting was supported over the years. The Royals and the Chiefs, obviously, and then in a game that anybody could watch, right? Same vibe. Atlanta can watch it the same as San Francisco can watch it. San Francisco is like the top five market in the country, and they had the same rating as Kansas City for the NBA game. If an NBA team were here, I always hate the argument, well, I think we'd support NHL, but I think we'd support either. I don't think that as a city, I don't think that's a problem. But I feel like these massive ratings should give you some indication that they would be willing to support NBA players. This wasn't the college basketball national championship. This wasn't the college football. These are NBA players. This is Stephen, LeBron, and everybody else.
So I agree with you mostly. Let me play devil's advocate a little bit on it. I would say the interest in basketball in particular and why the ratings were so great. There is also the fact that it's Team USA, and there's the sense of
America.
America,
and we're the middle of America.
Yeah, like
the patriotism
there's a little bit. There's definitely a lot of that going on during the Olympics and during those games. So
that applies to everybody.
But that would be my only pushback on that. Like, well, this just proves that an NBA team would be great. I think the NBA would work, but I think some of it is because those same athletes, by the way, that were playing in the representing the United States are the same athletes plenty of people will trash for other things that play in the NBA when they're playing in the NBA. Let's not forget
that. Yeah, but they're not your guys yet, you know?
I'm just saying.
I think that always changes the calculus a little.
The other part, I think you would agree with this at least. Anytime right now anybody wants to talk about NBA or NHL in Kansas City, I remind you, let's get our stadium crap figured out in this town for the Royals and Chiefs first before we try to act like we could support another professional franchise. As of right this second, we don't know where the Royals and Chiefs are playing in 2031. That's just the fact. Now, are they playing in our region? Sure. But we don't know. Maybe there's more clarity at the end of the month. Jackson County has a deadline. If you think somehow the Chiefs are going on the ballot in November, I tend to not think so, then the deadline's the end of this month. Jackson County and their legislature is trying to work on that. We'll see. But that's my anytime, and not just you, Cody. Like we've always talked about.
We've had these for 20
right
years.
Now, I think it's almost just weird to talk about possibly NBA.
Until you can sort
the stage. We got to get the Chiefs and Royals figured out first.
That's fair.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.